Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 7 out of 9 planetary boundaries have been breached globally, according to the latest report, sending alarm bells ringing on the state of our environment. The State of India's Environment Report, published annually by the Center for Science and Environment, that is the CSE, and Down to Earth magazine, has been released, highlighting multiple environmental crises that India is facing. First, the report documents that 7 of these 9 planetary boundaries have now been breached globally. What makes this significant is that exceeding these boundaries risks triggering irreversible and abrupt global environmental change. The concept of planetary boundaries was introduced by Johan Rockström et al. At the Stockholm Resilience Center in 2009. Defining 9 Earth system processes within which humanity can safely operate. One of these boundaries is ocean acidification, which has seen a drop in ocean pH by 0.1 units since pre-industrial times, representing a 30-40% increase in acidity. Driven by the absorption of atmospheric CO2, acidification threatens coral reefs, shellfish, and marine food chains. Now, let us turn to the situation in India. Extreme weather events in India occurred on 99% of days in 2025, causing 4,419 deaths. This near-daily occurrence reflects accelerating climate change impacts on South Asia, with the 99% figure covering January to November 2025, a period analyzed in the Climate India 2025 report. But why does this matter? It matters because it highlights the urgent need for India to take action to mitigate and adapt to climate change. Another critical issue is the air quality monitoring gap in India. The Central Pollution Control Board, that is the CPCB, and state pollution control boards have installed continuous ambient air quality monitoring stations, which measure PM2.5, PM10, number to SO2, CO, and O3 in real time, feeding into the air quality index, that is the AQI, readings. However, the implication of this gap is that millions of people live with untracked dangerous pollution, particularly in industrial towns, smaller cities, and rural areas near biomass burning. Moving on to the organizations behind the report, the CSE has a history of landmark work, including the pollution index, which ranks polluted cities, the Green Rating Project, which assesses industry environmental performance, and advocacy for Euro or Bharat emission norms for vehicles. The CSE, along with Down to Earth magazine, has been at the forefront of environmental reporting and advocacy in India. Now, let us look at some of the key environmental concerns highlighted in the report. First, biodiversity and forest cover are major concerns, with India having 5.03% of the world's biodiversity despite being only 2.4% of the global land area. The forest cover in India stands at 21.76% of the land, according to the State of Forest Report 2023, but human-wildlife conflict is intensifying near protected areas. What does this mean for India's environment? It means that India is facing a multitude of challenges, from biodiversity loss to forest degradation. And here is something that surprises many students: India is among the top countries facing day zero water scenarios in multiple cities, with 21 Indian cities, including Delhi and Bengaluru, projected to face acute water shortage by 2030, according to Niti Aayog. Crucially, solid waste and plastics are also major concerns, with novel entities like plastics and persistent chemicals now a breached planetary boundary. India generates around 62 million tons of municipal solid waste annually, but only around 22 million tons are treated. Land degradation is another significant issue, with around 30% of India's land area facing degradation, including desertification, salinization, and erosion, with states like Rajasthan, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Odisha, and Chhattisgarh among the most affected. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The State of India's Environment Report highlights the critical state of India's environment, with 7 out of 9 planetary boundaries breached. The report also notes that extreme weather events occurred on 99% of days in 2025, causing 4,419 deaths. Remember this number, 5.03%, which is the percentage of the world's biodiversity found in India, despite being only 2.4% of the global land area. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The State of India's Environment Report is relevant to your mains preparation, with keywords like planetary boundaries, ocean acidification, extreme weather, and air quality monitoring gap being crucial for your exam. Note this carefully, the report highlights the need for sustainable development and environmental protection, which is a key aspect of the UPSC syllabus. In conclusion, the State of India's Environment Report highlights the critical state of India's environment, with multiple planetary boundaries breached and extreme weather events on the rise. This has significant implications for India's development and its ability to provide a healthy and sustainable environment for its citizens.